Radio.com. Get in the game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
Hello and welcome into the game on this Friday afternoon. Congratulations if you are finishing up your week of work. You've made it to the weekend. It's Easter weekend. A lot of additional traffic in Manhattan. A lot of families visiting. It's a good time. Good weather. We got K-State baseball going on this weekend. Things are looking up this afternoon. In today's show, the Royals bounce back with an impressive win last night, impressive start from Jason Vargas, what it means moving forward if Jason Vargas is suddenly going to be the ace of the Royals staff. Also, K-State getting represented in the WNBA draft last night as Breonna Lewis was taken in the second round. We'll talk about the impact of that on K-State's program, first K-State player to get drafted since Brittany Chambers. And you can't be serious, of course, to finish off the show. John is on the call for baseball once again tonight, but I do believe that we will be joined by him for at least part of the second hour today. And that is because of the biggest story of the day. And Mitch, I'm going to have you switch gears. And because it was announced just about 20 minutes ago formally, it's time to hit that breaking news sounder.
Breaking news.
Kansas State has its new athletic director. Gene Taylor has been hired by the university to lead its intercollegiate athletics program. Gene Taylor, the deputy athletic director at the University of Iowa for the last 3 years, has been in the athletics administration business for 30 years, more than 30 years, most notably a 13-year stretch as the AD at North Dakota State, where he hired Craig Bohl, which led North Dakota State to be the most dominant football program in FCS, winning 5 straight national championships. 3 of those did come when Gene Taylor was the athletic director at NDSU. That is the big story of today, and it's what we will be spending a lot of the show talking about because it is a curveball for a couple of different reasons. He did not show up on our radar until the rumors started to swirl involving him early this morning. We were able to confirm earlier this afternoon or about over the lunch hour that Gene Taylor would be K-State's new athletic director, and the school announces it formally about 20 minutes ago. He will be introduced to K-State fans on Monday. A press conference is scheduled for 10:30 at the Vanier Family Football Complex, and of course, we will be here and we will have that audio for you, presumably for Wildcat Insider coming up on Monday, and we'll be talking about it through the week as well. So big news today is K-State has hired its new athletic director. It is Gene Taylor from the University of Iowa.
I think that deserves to play the fight song. That's not the fight song. Somebody messed up the button. I'll just play Eat 'Em Up KSU or something. But
that's K-State got a new fight song.
Yeah. Somebody messed that's up funny. With my button. No. Well, Monday we'll get to talk to him. The mm-hmm. media will have a press conference with him. That's when K-State will officially introduce him as the new AD, and he'll take questions from the media. And I mean, I don't know what you really ask a new guy. Like, so well, what was the process like?
You know, yeah, I mean, look, we're going to get into this. There's a number of different ways to break this down, but it'll be interesting to ask him about his thought process in accepting this job, because it is a job in which his performance in the job will be defined more by one decision than anything else, and that is what he chooses to do when Bill Snyder decides to retire again. And that's something that has been weighing on K-State fans for an awful long time, because that day will be coming at some point. And it certainly looks like Gene Taylor will be the man to officially make that decision whenever it comes. So that's the big part of this. And I think it's worth asking him why that interests him, why he is compelled to come to Kansas State. But as far as the hire in general, I mean, let's start with the basics here. Taylor is a very well-qualified athletic director, in my opinion. As I mentioned, 30 years in the industry, he had a lot of accomplishments with North Dakota State, and it wasn't just football, the North Dakota State men's basketball team. You'll recall a few years ago they beat Oklahoma in the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. So the basketball program has been very good. They've been consistently making NCAA postseason in most of their sports, and including a couple runs to near national championships to go along with how successful they have been in football. He was only at Iowa for 3 years, and he was there as their number two, you know, their deputy athletic director. So it's hard to look at anything that Iowa did and use that to enhance or diminish Taylor's resume. As far as I look at it, I'm looking much harder at what he did when he actually was the top dog at North Dakota State. But it's a solid resume. I don't know if I would call hiring him a home run, but it's a solid double in my opinion. Just on the surface, what we know about him so far, and we will be able to learn a lot more about him when we get a chance to meet with him and so on and so forth. But at the surface, I think the K-State did a pretty good job, even though this hire will surprise a lot of people because of that fact that he does not have the K-State connections as a lot of candidates did.
Well, here's what I think we can all agree on, that this is not a horrible hire or anything. This is a positive guy. This is a guy people like. This isn't somebody that is
very well respected in the industry.
He hasn't screwed up a program. He hasn't, you know, made a university poor in the athletic director, in the athletic department. He hasn't ran a guy out of town.
Yeah. So he's got those things going for him.
This doesn't seem like a bad guy. I'd have a beer with him. I haven't even talked to him.
Is that how you judge him?
Well,
if you'd have a beer with the athletic director?
Yeah, I mean, that means if I want to have a beer with him, he seems like a good guy.
You know, like I said, it is a name that is going to surprise some people because, and it did to me, because K-State did not go with someone that has K-State ties, and there was no shortage of them. You had Laird Veach, who was the deputy AD and acting athletic director over the last 6 weeks. You had Chad Weiberg, Kirby Hokut down at Texas Tech, and there are others as well. But Gene Taylor has never been at K-State, never been in the state of Kansas as far as his professional career. So that will surprise some people. But the biggest thing here is that he is being brought in to make one major decision that will definitely overshadow all of the others that he makes. And that's probably not fair to him, but I think that's truthful to say that what he does as far as Bill Snyder and the continuation of K-State's football program and bridging that gap will be looked at in higher esteem than anything else that he does here, even though he will have some other decisions to make as far as Bruce Weber, the K-State men's basketball program, the day-to-day things that athletic directors have to do. And budget-wise, he's been very successful as well in his career. Now, the football program in North Dakota State is a huge part of that because when they start winning to the highest degree, obviously there's going to be a lot of money coming in. And we saw it here in Manhattan in the season opener in 2013. There's no shortage of passion among North Dakota State Bison football fans. They really traveled well to Manhattan for that game in 2013, and they are very passionate about their team. So in those conditions, yes, it's going to be very easy to bring in a lot of money, which he did do. He actually, I was looking at the release that K-State sent out today, and he managed to triple their athletics budget from $5 million in Taylor's first year to $15 million by the time he left there. Scholarship endowment grew to $11.2 million, and TeamMakers Booster Club support tripled from $750,000 to $2.8 million. Those are big boosts in money, but it's easier to do that when the football team is winning a lot. But he was a big part of that because he was the guy that brought in Craig Bohl, who had so much success there. Now Craig Bohl is over at Wyoming, and he actually has Wyoming trending in a positive direction for the first time in a very long time. We are hoping to learn more about the situation as the afternoon goes on. Again, this is only about 20 minutes old with K-State making the formal announcement here. I did mention earlier in the segment that he will be formally introduced at 10:30 a.m. on Monday, a news conference from the team theater inside the Vanier Family Football Complex. That's where we meet every week with Bill Snyder and K-State players. So we will actually be there next Monday and Tuesday, because that's when the regularly scheduled press conference with Snyder and the players is going to take place. But a lot of different reactions we are going to have coming in, and I'm going to post that as a poll question to get a chance to before the show, because we were busy, you know, getting everything, getting all our ducks in a row as far as the newsy part of this. But I'm going to put up a poll question for your reactions to this news. You can go ahead and call in at some point in today's show as well. 537-1350, 866-776-1350 is the number if you want to share your take on Gene Taylor being K-State's new director of athletics, taking over for John Curry, who left for Tennessee about 6 weeks ago. We're going to head to our first break here on the show. Again, much more on this through the course of the next couple of hours, but when we come back, we will step aside from that for a moment, talk about the Royals, who looked pretty good last night, but particularly Jason Vargas. Could he really be the ace of this Royals staff? We'll discuss next on the game.